Cape Talk.
Cape Talk.
Money Matters with Sylvia Walker.
Oh, it's Friday when you hear that. Sylvia Walker on the line. A very good morning to you, Sylvia. How are you doing this morning?
Morning, Abs. I'm fantastic. Thank you. And you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. 22 minutes past five. This is Money Matters with Sylvia Walker, which is every Friday at this time. If you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can use her email address, which is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. This morning, we're talking about your 13th check. How can you make your bonus work for you? Sylvia, I'm not one of those lucky ones that are getting a bonus this December, but many South Africans, many Cape Townians, many Western Cape people, many people all around the world will be getting a bonus this December. How do I make my bonus work for me?
Ads, I think, yes, as you say, you know, not everybody gets a bonus, but a lot of people actually still do, which is a fantastic thing. And, you know, we always say to people, you know, you must plan what you're going to do with this money. But I think if you do get a bonus, you probably start planning way in advance already. You know, we wait for that day when, in fact, the money is arriving. We've started spending it already mentally, a lot of us, before the money even hits our bank account. But it is important to actually plan, to actually know what you're going to do with it so that you don't just get the money into your bank account and then just spend it wildly, because that's obviously the temptation. So I think, you know, it has been a tough year for a lot of people, and you've been talking about things like the water levy, you know, the water levy and electricity prices increasing, and, you know, it has been tough. So it is important to just have a little bit of perspective in all of it and say, let me use it. You know, let me use it in the most effective way. I think, you know, there are really only three things you can do with that extra money. You can either spend that money, obviously, you can spoil yourself, or you can save some of that money. And for me, it's important to get a balance in those three things. And I do believe in spoiling yourself with some of it. It's not a case of just, you know, you've got to be so conservative and save it all. So there are options that exist. But I think you need to have balance between spending, saving, and then using a little bit to spoil yourself.
Talking about spoiling yourself, does your family include your family, in the sense that when you're talking about spoil yourself, I'm thinking about children, I'm thinking about hubby, I'm thinking about wifey. Is that also?
No, you know, Abs, when I talk about spoiling myself, I'm entirely selfish. I'm talking about me. Because that's the trap that we fall into so often, isn't it? That we want to give to everybody else around us. And I think, and I believe this, that, you know, we as individuals have worked really, really hard for that money. I mean, you don't just get the bonus because the boss likes your, you know, your hairstyle. You've worked hard for it. So use some of that and actually just do something for yourself, you know, for whether it is, whatever it is, you know, maybe it's to buy something special for yourself, or to do something that you really want. And it doesn't have to be a lot of money, but I think, as I said, so often we tend, exactly what you said, we tend to just always think we must give to everybody else, but be a little bit selfish and actually take something for yourself. So that's, when I say spoil yourself, I mean me, myself, and I. And there's nothing wrong with that, because, you know what I think the risk is, that we can end up feeling deprived because we work hard, we earn money, we give it to everybody else. And there's never anything for what we want in life. So
I have to agree.
That's my personal view.
I have to agree with you on that one. I think every month end, one of the things that, it doesn't matter how tough times are, I always put some money on the side to just indulge myself. It might not be that much, but I always feel that if I don't do that, I'll end up resenting everything or everyone around me. But in terms of saving the money, though, what options are available for me?
Okay, so when it comes to saving, the thing is that there are a number of options, and that obviously whatever works for you is the best option. I don't believe in being prescriptive, but just a couple of thoughts that you can, that one can consider. The one is, obviously, if you have a bond, if you have a home loan, you can put a bit of extra money into that. And even if you did a little bit every year when you got your bonus, you're actually bringing down your outstanding balance. You are saving yourself on interest in the long run. And, of course, you're reducing the term that you're paying off. So that's one option. But not everybody has a home loan. A lot of people rent, of course. Obviously, the no-brainer is to pay off short-term debt. You know, if you have short-term debt, make a dent in it so that you actually end up having less debt. And don't use your bonus. This is another mistake some people make. They use the bonus to incur more debt. So now I have money for that deposit for that flat screen TV. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever, I'm using the TV as an example. So that's not clever. So use that money to actually pay off the debt, reduce your debt. Then when you're looking at other forms of saving, long-term savings, if you have got retirement annuities or retirement investments, then you can do a lump sum injection into that. And you can actually get a tax benefit for that. So remember, any contributions into your retirement annuities or your pension or provident funds are tax deductible up to a maximum of 27.5% of your income. So you can increase your contribution to your retirement annuity and get it, you know, that will be tax deductible, that contribution from your income for this tax year. And then if there are shorter term savings, you may have shorter term goals. You know, maybe it's a great weekend away. Maybe you want to go away like over the Easter weekend, for instance, or there's something that you want to buy. So you can put some of that money aside too for those shorter term savings goals so that you actually can still benefit from it, you know, in months to come. So as I say, a number of different options when it comes to saving.
Absolutely. Fantastic.
Your bonus.
Yeah. Sure. To you listening at home, Sylvia Walker, who joins us every Friday to give us advice, much needed advice when it comes to saving or when it comes to finances. And to you, if you ever want to get in contact with Sylvia, you can do so. Her email address is sylvia@sylviawalker.co.za. Sylvia, though, just tying this up, buying gifts can be very expensive. And if I've got a 13-inch check, it's December. Why not?
Absolutely, Abs. But there again, you know, I don't know about you, but I mean, often we end up with, we get lots of presents, but so much of the stuff we actually don't need really or don't want. You know, we fall into the trap of buying volume and buying lots of things. So, you know, I think one should be clever about it. That's really, you know, my advice to people is not waste money buying things just to buy stuff. You know what I mean? To have lots of stuff wrapped up. I also am a firm believer that gifts should be given from the heart. So, you know, you should buy a gift according to what you can afford. Obviously, don't buy gifts on credit. You know, don't go into debt to buy gifts. And really, if you feel that you need to impress people with gifts, you know, if there's something, then there's something there about your relationship that's actually questionable. So you should give what you can and give from the heart. And I know a number of people in recent years I've encountered have actually made homemade gifts. You know, the biscuits that they've baked or whatever. And that's lovely. You know, that's really from the heart and with effort in. So do some clever shopping. You're laughing?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking to myself, as brokers, I get sometimes, maybe I'll cut you a patch of my grass and give it to you as a present. Like, there you go.
If you've still got grass, Adler, you're one of the lucky ones.
I've really got one of those stubborn, that stubborn grass. So it's all growing. Maybe I can give that as a present to someone. Like, here's some grass. This will grow. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, actually, a good gift these days is probably a bottle of water. A 5-liter bottle of water. We talk about a gift from the heart. just some other things. Add and have a budget, obviously. Work out who you're going to buy for and what you're going to buy. Don't do last-minute shopping because that's the worst. You know, that running around 2 days before Christmas because then you just end up grabbing and buying because you need to now. You know, you have no more time. You know, think about doing things like a Secret Santa, for instance, where you decide amongst your family or whoever's going to be together on Christmas Day that everybody gets one present and you all, you know, everybody buys for one person and each person will receive one. So you don't end up with a whole lot of, like, you know, having to buy. There's 10 people, you've got about 10 gifts. And then, you know, the other thing is if you're planning to buy, let's say, for somebody's child a gift and you find out they're going to buy 2 or 3 for your child, don't then run around and say, now I must buy more for that child. So, you know, work out who you're going to buy for, what you're going to buy, and stick to that. Don't deviate and don't fall into the trap of actually just shopping and buying to have lots and lots of gifts. And then one of my all-time favorites this time of the year is, of course, the kid in a candy store, but the children in the toy section in the shops. You know, I think that too, when you talk about kids, you know, people take their kids, you know, to get an idea as to what they want, and you can just end up with like a crazy amount of stuff on your list that you end up wanting to buy because the child wants this, the child wants that. So work it out, you know, and as I say, be disciplined about it and stick to it, because I can tell you, 2 weeks, a week or two after Christmas, everyone's forgotten anyway this mountain of gifts that you spent money on, and you don't want that hangover, you know, that money that you owe and that money that you've wasted.
Yeah, and I tell you what, thank you, Sylvia Walker, for telling me what you want for Christmas. So, I'll go extra. It won't even be a litre. I'll go 1.5. I'm a generous person. 1.5 litre.
I said a five litre. Those big ones that cost 20 rand. Hey, that's what I want.
Now you're pushing it. Sylvia Walker, thank you so much. Do have yourself a fantastic morning.
Thanks, Ed. You too. Bye. Cheers.
To you listening at home, hey, that is a wonderful gift to give to someone for Christmas. 1.5 bottle of water, or maybe 5 litre if you're feeling adventurous. Why not?